Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
If you would like to participate in some of the upside, but never the downside, and get a reasonable range of return and a guaranteed lifetime income that you can't outlive, then you're at the right place. It's time now for the original Safer Money Specialist, Mr. Ron Grant.
And here we are, beautiful Saturday again. Boy, That's right. Did we get all of the weather possible. Yeah. We went to those dang Santa Anas. Oy.
Yeah, it was bad. Monday when I talked on the radio, I felt like I was in the windy city of Chicago.
It was just on blast. Yeah. So that's what we have. But the weather's nice now, and we're having a good time. We'll talk about car shows. I'm going to play some songs, as always. We're going to have all the fun and information that you get here with Ron Grant, who is the original Safer Money Specialist. Anything great, unusual happen? You hit the car shows last weekend.
Yeah.
We'll have some this weekend.
I actually did I did Ponies by the Sea at the Venter Harbor. It was absolutely beautiful that day. The weather was it was 72 degrees. It had a light breeze, and it was absolutely beautiful. The place was packed. Unfortunately, I took second place again.
Second to who?
This guy's
it's fixed.
He has a 55 panel. It's a gorgeous truck. Don't get me wrong.
It's not all that, though.
And last year, he took first place, you know, and I'm going, what is this? They call my name. Second place, Ron Grant. I go, oh, he beat me again.
But you know, Creedence Clearwater Revival never had a number one song, but they had five number twos. So you can be the Creedence of Ford Trucks.
Well, hopefully I'm going to get him next year. That's all we can do, you know. We'll try. But it was fun. We had a good time, and the weather was great. And
Always
nice to get out there. Of course, anywhere in Ventura County is beautiful. So
yeah, it sure is. And that was a very, very special weekend. I did Peer Under the Stars and had a great time chatting with all these local folks. 7 years, you just took a little time out, just a little chunk of time, but that's pretty much in the past now. You and Ricky are now working together a lot, and you put her through the program, gave her all the training.
Yep.
Handed off your experience to the youngster.
Well, I'm still handing her off that, but she got licensed. She's all ready to go, and yeah, it was nice. And yeah, this is my eighth year, and it's I tell you, we've had fun. This is a great got a lot of great clients from the show, and listeners are just nice people out there. So.
Now let's talk about a way you can listen to Ron Grant, the Safer Money Solution Show, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Just log into Ron's website, safermoneyspecialist.com. Click on the LA Talk Radio icon. Bam, you are there. It's a great way to hear the show. So if you don't take notes, even though we always ask you to take notes, and you think, what was that thing Ron said? It's easy to find. You just go to safermoneyspecialist.com. Click on the LA Talk Radio icon, and bam, you are there. Another relatively new thing you're doing is the gift card program. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, you know, a lot of nice people come to my dinners. You know, I've been feeding them for 9+ years. And there's some people that just don't like to go to public workshops, and that's fine. You know, I totally understand that. So if you meet with me on a one-on-one, we sit down, I'll answer all your questions about how to keep your money safe. And when we've done that, with no obligation, you'll get a $100 gift card, MasterCard or Visa from me, that you can still have dinner on me if you like, or do whatever you want with that $100. To qualify for the gift card, you must be between the ages of 55 and 75 and have some immediate money that you want to keep safe. You know, with me, you participate in some of the upside of Wall Street, but never the down. And Wall Street's been up. So now might be a good time to be a profit taker and take some of those winnings off the table. You know, back in 08 and 09, when the market tanked almost 50%, my clients and I, we got a zero. Of course, a zero is always better than a loss. And that's really true. So think about this. You know, market goes up, we get to go up. Market drops, we don't lose. Also, I can help you provide a guaranteed lifetime income for you that you can outlive. And when you've passed away, your beneficiaries will get that, whatever's left in that money. And the nice thing about it is you're going to stop paying fees. You know, right now you're paying fees to your financial planner, your stockbroker, your 401k company, your 403b company, etc. And when you do that, that takes away from your returns. So we'll stop that also. So to get one-on-one with me and the gift card, give me a call, 805-660-1313. You can also go on my website, that's safermoneyspecialist.com. And there's some great third-party educational information there. There's some testimonials that they called in off the radio. There's some email testimonials. There's some, if you have a 401k up at the top of the page, you'll see me on the microphone. We want you to tune that on when you get a chance. It's a nine-minute video from Steve Croft of 60 Minutes. It's called The 401k Recession. And I'll tell you something, I don't own a 401k. When I saw this, I was angry. So take a look at it. If you've got one of those, you really, the hair on the back of your neck should be standing up right now. You want to take a look at that. You can also go to my other website. That's I want income for life.com. And there's a 1 minute video there that I want you to peek at. And then you can download the book, 10 Things to Know About Retirement Income. And I'm getting a lot of people each and every week downloading that book. So if you're getting ready to retire in the next 3 to 5 years, that book's going to be real important for you to read. And then let's get together and see if I can help you. And we'll go from there.
You know what we have? We have fee fatigue.
Fee fatigue.
Fee fatigue. I think we have to make bumper stickers because you don't mind paying somebody for doing their work,
right,
obviously. But when it's like 18 people, the government, taxes, and when you're all this stuff, and you look at what you thought was this gigantic nest egg and what could have been.
Right.
And what ends up being?
Everybody's got their hand out.
Yeah.
You know, and that's unfortunately, there's a lot of brokers out there that asset under management charge 1-2% of your account. But, you know, in the 401ks and stuff, there's fees. And, you know, guys, you got to understand something. I'm not above anybody making a living, but those fees take away from your returns. And, of course, that's what my clients and I don't want. So we don't own any of those things. And we keep our money safe and, you know, we sleep at night. So if you want that too, give me a call, 660-1313, and we'll get together.
One of the best ways to get business other than this fabulous radio station is when you do good work for a person and they liked you so much, they liked the way you handled them professionally with courtesy, is a referral. And you get lots of referrals.
I do. And I want to thank everybody out there for the referrals because like Spence says, you can't buy these things. You got to earn them. And, you know, it's so nice. I'm licensed in multiple states because people have passed me around to their family and their friends in Arizona, Nevada, Oregon, and Washington. And it's kind of nice to get these because it is a it's kind of a badge of, you know, hey, you know what? You did a good job for me. We like you. We want you to see if you can help our friends. And so I appreciate each and every one of you thinking of me and putting yourself out there because I know, like, I've had in the past where I've referred people and I've been burnt. I'm sure you have too, Spence, you know, where you do that and you kind of say, oh, God, I wish I hadn't sent that person to my friend because then you're the bad guy. You know, oh, my God, hey, what'd you do? You sent this person to me. So I appreciate that each and every one of you take the time to refer me. Thank you so much, very much.
Yeah, it is very, very nice, and that's why referrals are important for the person giving that referral because you want to make sure you do somebody a solid. This is what you got to do. You got to get something to write with and definitely get ready to jot down some notes. Ron Grant's going to be coming back in just 60 seconds on News Talk 1590 KVTA.
Hi, I'm Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. I'd like to introduce you to one of my clients, Pablo Ortiz.
Thanks, Ron. 6 years ago, I attended your seminar, and I was impressed, especially that you delivered what you promised. I'm so happy that I took some of my money and invested it with you in a product that has kept it safe and has actually grown it very nicely since April of 2011. I'm very close to retirement now and just couldn't afford to lose any of my money. Folks, I recommend this product, and most importantly, I recommend Ron Grant. When I went to a seminar, he bought me dinner. But today, he's made it even easier for you to hear about keeping your money safe. A one-on-one with Ron will make a difference in your financial security, and he'll even give you a $100 certificate to have dinner on him. Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. Call him. You'll be glad you did. And if you haven't written down his number yet, it's 660-1313. That's 660-1313.
And we are back with Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist, and we are here at KVTA. Let's kick off the show here with some investment categories to consider for your retirement funds.
Yep, we're going to talk about them. There's four of them here that I think everybody needs to understand when developing asset allocation. I want you to consider these. So please take some notes because this is important stuff, especially if you're getting ready to retire soon. You know, developing a complete and diversified portfolio for retirement is quite the challenge. You know, when you compare how most people invest their dollars during the accumulation phase of their life, the retirement portfolio mixture can be quite a conundrum, okay? Now, new investment objects start to creep into the phase of life that you really haven't had to deal with up until now. So things like principal protection, income, start to cloud your vision on how those dollars and cents that you have saved over the years should be spread around. Can you afford to remain aggressive even without the paycheck coming in? I don't think so. Because remember, when that pipeline's not fill out and coming in and you lose the money in the 401k or in the stock market, what are you going to do? I mean, you could move in with your kids, I guess, but you don't want to do that probably. Most of you don't anyway. And you maybe some of you have to go back to work. That may or may not happen. So how much money can you put in safely without being too conservative? You know, today's show is going to aims to help you divide your retirement money and see what it is, see where we're at, see what the categories are. So let's think about the thought-provoking questions that tie into today's show. Which investments are considered safe or principal protected? What's the difference between safe and conservative investments? What does the investment term fixed income stand for? Are bonds safe? What is the difference between an individual bond and a bond fund? Can you lose money in a municipality bond? How much money should a retiree invest in stocks? What is the alternative investment? Is gold safe? And how do you create a mixture of these different investments that's right for you? So good morning. We're here on the Safer Money Solution Show. We're going to help you get this thing done. As you know, I'm Ron Grant. I've been doing this for 8+ years on the radio here, and I'm helping people. Today's show is a good one, so don't stray, because we want you to write some stuff down. Hopefully you're going to be able to do that. And we want to make sure that you get some of these good tips, because you know what? It's very important. You want to be thinking about an income-driven something or rather, okay? Where your money is, because here's the deal. If you don't have income, what do you have? You don't have anything. How are you going to pay your bills? That's the situation. So four simple categories. Investing, creating a financial plan is always a tough task, and our show each week is designed to help listeners, help you understand the strategies and the tips that we try to make it simple and easy and safe. Remember, I'm all about safety. I don't risk the principal for myself. I'm not going to do it for you. And we want to help you comprehend the difficult world of financial planning for retirement. We want to empower you to make better decisions with your hard-earned money. Okay, because I know each and every one of you got up every morning and put your feet on the cold floor and went to work. And many of you scrimped and saved and didn't maybe take trips, or maybe didn't go out to dinner a lot because you're saving for the golden years. And we want to make sure that we can help you with the golden years. So, you know, we really believe that you can separate the world of the investments and all the choices. And that's what we're going to talk about today. You know, my clients and I, you know, we think we sleep at night knowing that our money is safe and protected and guaranteed. You know, you invest in something like that resides with each category. It's like buying cars. You know, there's sedans, there's coupes, there's crossovers, there's sport vehicles, there's trucks. It goes on and on. Each category of vehicle offers a different draw. Within each category of vehicle, however, there are many choices between each different make of car. Investments and their direction can relate to that very well, to that concept. So what we want to talk about is category one, principal protection, safe investments. That's what I do for myself. That's where my own money is. I own three of these for my own money because I do not want to lose a penny. I'm too old to lose my money, and I work hard, and I want to keep my money. So let's start out by talking about that safety. Safety, 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 okay? It's really interesting how simple this word seems, but how differently most people tend to think about its definition. So allow me to explain the word safe or safety when it's used in the financial industry, specifically when referring to investment vehicles. It's used extremely loosely. When I say that your money is safe, you might immediately think, I can't lose my money. Now, this is talking from the brokers. This is the financial planners and stockbrokers. This is kind of how they are referenced in this word. Here's the one thing advisors, media articles written, financial firms, etc., they tend to use the word safety or safe, and what it really means is low risk. Well, wait a minute now. They got the word risk in there. Well, that can't be. What is risk? Stocks, bonds, mutual funds, variable annuities, ETFs, gold, not gold, but gas, oil, real estate trusts. These are things that you can lose your principal. You can lose your gains in. That's what they're meaning by safe? Gosh, I wouldn't want that. This is a big potential issue. So before we get into category one investment lineup, it's important you understand exactly what we're looking for when we say the word safe. So according to Safe Money Places and Jack Marion, the definition of the word safety is when you talk about a financial vehicle is that one where your principal is protected from loss as long as you follow the initial guidelines. Makes sense. And you don't decide to take your money out early and leave it all and go. Okay. It does not mean that you have low risk and that you could potentially lose a little bit of your money, like the word conservative should really be used for. Here's the thing that you got to do. Safe means safe with me. It means you can't lose your principal. You can't lose any gains. Okay? And you don't pay any fees. That's what I do. That's what I've done for myself. That's what I do for my clients. So principal protection and that safety category is reserved for the dollars that you truly can't afford to lose or the dollars you simply don't have the stomach to lose. Here are seven different places that have a little or no risk in them as long as you follow the guidelines, okay? That's what you have to do. Each company, each situation has guidelines. Okay, so let's talk about number one, online savings. Today, you might want to earn interest in your bank accounts. You may want to look at opening an FDIC-insured online savings account because these banks operate without brick and mortar. Overhead that they can afford to pay better rates of return, typically somewhere between 1% and 2% annually. Number two, money markets, all right? Money markets are another form of bank account that you can earn higher amount of interest on than in a regular savings account. Money markets are safe and carry no market risk, but typically aren't FDIC insured. So you can always get the money in the money market account at a brokerage firm if you want to. Because remember, brokers, stockbrokers, and financial planners all deal in risk. This is a form of risk because it's not FDIC insured. Number three, CDs, certificates of deposit. They offer a guaranteed rate of return for a promise of keeping your money in for a specific period of time, 3 years, 5 years, 60 days, whatever you choose. They're extremely interest rate sensitive, and therefore, given the current interest rate environment, the interest earning potential in these vehicles is currently low, very low. The longer you sign up for, the better the interest rate, but they're still low. And remember, when you put your money in a CD, you're going to get 1099'd every year. Now, not for qualified products like a 401k, excuse me, or stock, I mean, 401k or an IRA, but for non-qualified, like you already paid the taxes on it, maybe you sold your house or your boat. So when they send you that 1099 every year, you're going to get taxed on it. That means if you're getting a percent at the CD and you're paying taxes on it, now you're down because inflation's 3.5. You've already lost money. That's why CDs, in my opinion, are not worth, you know, the paper they're written on, because you're not making anything. You're losing money, really, by the time you go to the bank and cash them in. Number four, muni bonds. Municipal bond is when you provide a loan of sorts to a local state government. Okay, they take these loans to assist in helping fund projects with the promise of repayment plus interest. They are extremely low risk. However, in a rare occasion, municipalities have declared bankruptcy, making those loans default. So think about that city in, you know, Detroit. Okay, it happened. Number five, U.S. savings bonds. The U.S. savings bonds is a form of Series I and Series EE. Both offer principal protection with the low risk of government default. The Series I bond offer a fixed interest rate and an adjustable inflation-linked return. The EE bonds offers a fixed rate of return, and if you hold the bond for 20 years, they promise to double the value of your bond. Well, it's okay, but right now they're not paying much. Number six, TIPS. What is TIPS? It's short for Treasury Inflation Protected Securities, TIPS. TIPS offered a fixed index rate that doesn't change, but they also build in an inflation protection that is guaranteed by the U.S. government. Again, the TIPS are not paying much either, but it's better than the bonds. Number seven, and this is what I do. This is what I've been doing. This is what I help my clients with. This is what I own. We're talking about fixed indexed annuities. Do not confuse them with variable annuities. Variable annuities are full of risk and fees, okay? That's what it is. So we're talking about either a fixed indexed annuity, kind of like a tax-deferred CD, which right now they're paying about 2.25% to 3%, depending on if it's a 5 or a 6 year, which isn't bad. The indexed annuities, by the way, have a cap. And right now the cap's anywhere from 18 to 22%, depending on what index that you choose. They offer you a guaranteed lifetime income, and they offer you principal protection and paying no fees. And that's nice, okay? Let's talk about fixed income or conservative investments. The next category picks up where the last one kind of leaves off is investment is considered extremely low risk or safe with principal protection. It could be looked at as conservative investment or a fixed income asset. According to the definition, fixed income assets or investments is where real returns are received at regular intervals and at reasonably predicted levels. Investors use fixed income when they're reliant upon the portfolios to produce steady streams of income. Some investments that are considered fixed income are also thought to be principal protected, referred to as safe, depending on whom you are talking to. So here are some examples of fixed income investments: treasuries, corporate bonds, asset-backed securities, international bonds, muni bonds. Okay, I can also do the fixed income indexed annuity. You can get a guaranteed lifetime, which is nice. There are plenty of mutual funds or ETFs that offer exposure to what you would consider to be fixed income asset class. Remember, there's fees and risk in those, so you have to be careful. We generally think of fixed income as low risk or conservative, and using those terms typically make the investments a little easier to understand. Fixed income will provide more potential interest earning capability than the principal protected assets, but they also have higher risk of loss of principal, fees. Those are things. That's a trade-off. So if you don't mind paying fees and potentially lose your principal and your gains, then that's something you might want to look at. Stocks, equities, or growth investments. Category three. The next category is what most people would associate with the stock market. Stock and equities are what we like to refer to as growth-based assets with risk. There's most people who want a desire to have money, whether it makes sense of their situation or not. Risk tolerance and growth potential or growth target rate are the tools that need to be discussed when finding the right mix. But the fact of the matter is, it's simple. The goal to have the best rate of return over a long period of time that you can obtain, and generally throughout that, if discipline is given enough time, this investment category can do things that the other categories can't. But remember, when you pay the fees, it takes away from your returns. So you might make a better return up front, but then you're going to pay the fee out of the back end. So it's called net of fees. What did you really net? You know, what did you gross? But what did you net? What net is what you keep. Okay. Stocks. Simple buying stocks and publicly traded company as ownership stake and hopes with the company will do well, continue to grow and provide a nice rate of return. That's what you want if you're buying stocks. Mutual funds, some concepts of owning stock, but multiplied by many more than just one stock. There's where you pool your money with other investors to own large basket of multitude of stocks and bonds in a single basket. Typically used lower risk buying individual stocks, but still you can lose your principal and your gains and you pay fees. ETFs, they're exchange traded funds, which are just like mutual funds with a few minor differences. You still own a lot of positions for diversification. However, the costs and fees are typically a little bit lower than the mutual funds. Options. And lastly, a more advanced way of buying and selling stocks. You can trade options on specific stocks or companies, either betting for or against them. It's kind of like football. You take the Rams, -2 points, or you take the Chargers, and you get the 2 points. You know, that's basically what you're doing. Category four, alternatives or aggressive investments. Last category, alternatives. We sometimes refer to alternatives as aggressive piece of your pie. Okay, they're investments that are risk-based or growth-based but did not fall into the category three. Let's go over a few of these choices. Commodities, buying and selling things like gold, silver, platinum, palladium, oil, wheat, corn. These things are typically referred as commodities. They go up, they go down in value, just like stocks and bonds, and they have fees. REITs, real estate trust, investment trust. Okay, real estate investment trust. Specifically, non-publicly traded REITs offer a high rate of return, but larger amount of risk for both the market value perspective and the liquidity perspective. currencies. I like money. We like to hold those dollars. Trading currencies is another form of investing where traders can buy and sell positions in the U.S. dollar or the Chinese yen, for example, making and losing money on rising and falling strength of said currency. Collectibles. Yeah, this is kind of nice. Stamps, coins, weapons, cars, collectibles. Much less invasive way of trying to hit it big. You know, but you know, the thing is it's a risk. I mean, I buy cars and sell cars, and sometimes I make money and sometimes I lose money. You know, that's the thing, but I enjoy the car. So I guess that's fun. How do you go about developing that four category plan? Well, this is what it boils down to. And this is what we do. We sit down, we help people. My focus is on safety. That's what my focus is. If you like risk for all your money, then I wouldn't be the person to help you. But I like safety. I like that my principal is protected. I like my gains are protected. And I like to know that I'm not going to pay any fees that are going to take away from my returns because I work too hard for my money. So what I've done for my clients and what I do for myself is we put our money in safe insurance-backed products that we have an opportunity to go up when the stock market goes up. So just for an example, the Standard & Poor's 500, when the S&P goes up, we get to go up with it, but we just don't go up as high. So if the S&P does 30, you know, goes up 30%, we can't earn the 30%. We're going to be somewhere between 18 and 24. Now, I don't even think we're going to hit 24 because the market's still volatile. It's a global economy. But the nice thing about it is you sleep at night, you're knowing that you can't lose your principal, you can't lose your gains. And these are things that you work really hard for to protect. So why would you want to put them at risk? And people say, oh, you know, the market's doing so well. I want to continue. Well, everyone's greedy. I understand that. But when is the point that you pull out? Is it after the market drops? See, most people buy high and sell low. You know, back in 08 and 09, there was a lot of clients that I had met off the radio. And some of them had the, I don't know what you call it, the premonition that they said something's going to happen. It's crazy. And they pulled their money out and they didn't lose it. And then, of course, they put it with me and that's great. But the nice thing about it is they protected those assets. And a lot of people I met with didn't. And unfortunately, they lost money. That's the problem. So why would anybody want to lose money? But you know what? Here's the deal. I can sit down with you. I can go over the things that I help my clients with. If it makes sense, I deal with 37 companies out there. I deal with the top 4 to 5, 4 to 6 each and every day. But this is something that you want to do, and you want to do it to protect your retirement income. Remember, if you live here on the coast, you're going to need about 80% of your current income in retirement. You want to move down south to Alabama, down there, probably 60%. So if I can help you keep that money safe, sleep at night, get a reasonable range of return, get a guaranteed lifetime income for your life, stop paying no fees to your financial planner, your stockbroker that will help you keep more of your money, then give me a call. 805-660-1313 and let me help you do this. We'll take all the time we need to get it done. If it's a 401k, a 403b, a 457, a TSA, a TSP, any of those things, we have 60 days to do a rollover. No tax ramifications to you. We can get it done. If you have what we call non-qualified money, which is you've already paid the taxes on it, maybe you sold your boat or your home, or maybe unfortunately a relative passed away and left you some beneficiary money, I can help you with that also. Just give me a call and we will get it done.
Let's start the conversation now.
What are we going to do?
Make the call.
Make the call. There you go.
It wasn't me. It was you.
It wasn't me.
You're starting the conversation. That's how it is. Let's talk about benefits here. This is really important, Ron. Would you explain the wide range of benefits a fixed indexed annuity offers?
Sure. And we've kind of touched on it early. But here's one of the main benefits that I like about the indexed products because I own three of them for my retirement. I can't lose my principal. My principal is protected 100%. Now, there's some caveats out there, and you know we'll talk about that on how you could lose something. But if you follow the rules just like anything else. You have a cell phone. You sign up for 2 years. What's the rule? Don't cancel the contract before 2 years. It's that simple. If you do, there's going to be a penalty. So we don't want to do that. The second benefit really to owning this is that you have an opportunity to get a guaranteed lifetime income that you can't outlive. That is powerful because the top 1% of our nation gets income from multiple sources. Why wouldn't you? Okay, that is awesome. So think about it. We've protected our principal and our gains. That's important. You know, think about this. You're in stocks and you made some money, but then all of a sudden, boom, the market turns. Now you lost the money. Well, with me, it doesn't work that way. Every year that the index goes up or indexes goes up, you lock it in and you don't look back. So the market goes up, you get to go up with it and you lock it in. If the market drops, you stay right where you're at. You don't lose it. And that's important. The income is important also. The fees. Benefit is you won't have any fees. Now, there are some companies, well, let me digress. There's income riders. Okay, so there's a rider that you can attach to the policy that will let you have income for the rest of your life. Some companies charge a fee for that, and some companies don't. I have lots of good companies that don't offer or don't charge you a fee for that offering of the rider. So now there is no fees. So remember, when you pay fees to anybody, your financial planner, your stockbroker, your 401k company, etc., it's taking away from your returns. Because now, and the brokers don't like to use this term, because when you ask them, well, what's net a return? And they don't like to do that because they don't really want everyone to know what fees they're being charged. You got to go on like a treasure hunt for these people. But here's the deal. If you put your money with me and the insurance companies, since there are no fees, that's what it is. You get net of fees. There is no fees. That's what you get. You know, last year, a lot of my clients did 9 and 10 and 12%, which was nice. Okay? It's awesome. We can also get a zero. You know, back in 08, back in 09, we got zeros. We all got zeros. Well, most of us did. There's a few clients that got something. But a zero means that I didn't lose anything. That's important, especially for your golden years money, your retirement money, the dignity money that you work so hard for. So if that makes sense to you, give me a call. You know, I'll sit down, I'll help you keep your money safer. And the beautiful thing about it is it's backed by major insurance companies. So 805-660-1313, let me help you.
And if you do help somebody and you have a one-on-one meeting, they could end up getting a wonderful gift card. What we love about the gift card, I like to eat. I enjoy dinner very, very much. But the gift card offers you up anything. Go to the golf shop, you know, wherever you go. You know, just
fix your car.
Do something fun with it and have yourself a great time. So how does somebody get this gift card?
Well, you know, I've been feeding people for 9+ years, and we've done a lot of workshops, especially Spence, you and I. You've just been about to every one I've done. And we've done dinners for 25 people, and I've done dinners in the past, you know, before I started doing radio, for up to 200 people. So here's the thing. I know a lot of you don't really want to come out in public and do something like that, and that's okay. So I thought if we sit down on a one-on-one, I answer all your questions about how to keep your money safe, and protect it, and explain to you the ways that we do it, then I'll give to you with no obligation a $100 MasterCard or Visa card for you to do what you want with it. Like Spence says, you know, go where you want, go to the golf shop, fix your car, or still have dinner. It's all up to you. Now, you get that with no obligation. If you want to qualify for that, you need to be between the ages of 55 and 75, and you need to have some immediate money that you want help with. I mean, if you don't have money for the next 4 to 6 months, that's not immediate. When you do get it, give me a call. I'm knock on wood, God willing, I'll still be here and we'll help you. But here's what I'm going to help you with. I'm going to show you how we can get a reasonable range of return, how we can get a guaranteed lifetime income you can't outlive, how we're going to protect the principal and the gains, and we're going to do it all with paying no fees like you pay to your financial planner, your stockbroker, or your 401k, 403b company. So to get the gift card and a one-on-one meeting with me, give me a call, 805-660-1313. You can also go to my website, that's safermoneyspecialist.com. And you can email me from there if you like. But check out, there's a lot of good third-party educational information there. There's some videos in there. And you get a chance to take a look at it at your leisure. And then you can also check me out up there. There's a button up there, ways to check out Ronald Grant. You can check my license. You can see, have I been helping people? And you can go from there.
Now, we also have Chick-fil-A. We can give away a couple of Chick-fil-A cards, but people have to email fast.
Yeah, you know, last week it was crazy. I think I had like 6 people that were within 20 seconds of each other. I'm going to give 2 people, 2 cards. That's 4 cards I'm going to pass out as I do every week. And I want to thank my buddy Robert over at the Ventura Chick-fil-A. over by the Chuck E. Cheese. You can't miss it over there, over by the not too far from the Highway Patrol office. He's been giving this stuff for my clients for years, and I want to thank him. He's offering you to be his guest, Chick-fil-A original sandwich, the grilled sandwich, the spicy chicken sandwich, the McNuggets, not McNuggets, that's McDonald's. What am I talking about? Chick-fil-A.
Forget those because Chick-fil-A does them best.
That's right. Chick-fil-A nuggets, excuse me. And you get the regular one or the grilled 8-count. Now, to do it, you need to email me ASAP right now, your name, your address, and your phone number, and I will mail them out to you on Monday. Okay, but you need to do it, and it's going to be timed when it comes in. And the first two people that do it, get into me the fastest, I will go ahead and send these out to you.
It's that easy. Email now. Go, yeah, go, go. Go. Get to that email machine you got in the house and send it off. Let's talk about how things work, and that's one of the great processes we go. Well, this sounds good, but how does it actually work? So the products that you offer, you and Ricky offer, why should people be thinking about receiving an income for life from their retirement accounts, and how do these products work?
Well, you know, everyone, I think, is going to need income from more than one source. I mean, some of you may be getting Social Security. Some of you may be getting a small pension from work. You know, a lot of pensions were kind of kicked by the wayside because they were so expensive. So some people might not even have a pension. Some people have just been putting their money in their 401k. And a 401k was never, ever designed to really be a retirement plan. It was a savings plan. There's a three-legged stool: pension, savings, and Social Security. Well, my stuff that I can help you with getting an income is really important because we have two caveats. This is kind of how it works. The first caveat is time. You sign up for a period of time. Best ones are between 6 and 10 years, 7 years, 8 years, 9 years, 10 years, 12 years, 15 years, etc. However, you can take out 10% a year, penalty-free, each and every year starting your first anniversary. Okay? We have a ceiling cap. What is a ceiling cap? Well, if I'm in your home or you're in the office, we're going to look up and there's a ceiling above us. And if I jump up, which I probably can't reach it, but if I could, I'm going to hit my head. So we have ceiling caps too. So the caps right now are between 18 and 24%, 22%. It just depends on the index and they change. So the S&P 500, the NASDAQ 100, the Dow Jones Industrial, the Hang Seng, the Barclays Dynamic Balance, the Russell 2000, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, that's how that works. So the market goes up 10%, you could potentially earn the 10%. Market goes up 30%, you can't get that 30%. Okay, but you don't have any risk and you don't have any fees. And that's the beauty of it. First of all, I wouldn't hold my breath on getting 20, 30, 40%. It just ain't going to happen. You know, market's too volatile. You know, if you did well in the stock market 20 years ago, congratulations, but it ain't your daddy's stock market anymore. It's a global economy. Now, right now, the market has been up. It's been phenomenal. In fact, it's so phenomenal, it's scary. The P&E, the profit and earning ratio is north of 28. Okay. And, you know, it's supposed to be right around 16. So be real leery of what's happening in the market right now because it could have a falter. So you might want to put that money away now, take it out and put it in a safer place before we have a market crash. Guaranteed income. You got the caps, the ceiling caps. You got the time. You set up for a period of time. Market goes up, we get to go up. And all the stuff that I help my clients with, all the products have 100% participation. So if the market gets a 5, you're going to get the 5. That's the beauty of what I do. I deal with all the tough companies, and they are companies that have been around a long time. They've got good products, they've got good caps, and they've got good reserves. You know, if you're going to deal in an indexed annuity product, they have to keep at least $1.02 for every dollar you and I put up. Some of the companies keep as much as $1.90 for every dollar you and I put up. Your bank, minus 11 cents. I hear out there that's kind of the beating on the floor. And think about this, the FDIC rule. FDIC says they'll guarantee up your accounts up to 250. However, most people don't understand this, so I want you to Google the FDIC rule. If the bank has a run on your money and you go in and say, I want my money, and they say, we're out of money, they have 10 years. FDIC has 10 years to give you your money back with zero interest. So be real careful with that. I know that probably isn't going to happen because maybe the government will just come in and bail it out, but that's kind of the facts. Where my stuff with the insurance company products, they have to keep money in reserves, and that's something real important. So if that makes sense to you and you'd like to do it, give me a call, 805-660-1313, and let me help you.
We have Ron Grant here, our original Safer Money Specialist. We will be back with more in just 60 seconds. Make sure you get a pen and paper. You're going to want to jot down some notes.
Hi, I'm Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. I'd like to introduce you to one of my clients, Pablo Ortiz.
Thanks, Ron. 6 years ago, I attended your seminar, and I was impressed, especially that you delivered what you promised. I'm so happy that I took some of my money and invested it with you in a product that has kept it safe and has actually grown it very nicely since April of 2011. I'm very close to retirement now and just couldn't afford to lose any of my money. Folks, I recommend this product, and most importantly, I recommend Ron Grant. When I went to a seminar, he bought me dinner, but today, he's made it even easier for you to hear about keeping your money safe. A one-on-one with Ron will make a difference in your financial security, and he'll even give you a $100 certificate to have dinner on him. Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. Call him. You'll be glad you did. And if you haven't written down his number yet, it's 660-1313. That's 660-1313.
And we are back with Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist here. We do have that gift card promo going right now, Ron. How does somebody get a gift card?
Well, you need to sit down with me and have a one-on-one meeting. You know, I know a lot of people didn't want to or won't go to the workshops, the dinner workshops that I do. So I came up with this idea where if I answer all your questions, and then I can help you. Hopefully I can help you. And if I can't, it's okay. You're under no obligation to me to get the gift card, but you need to be between the ages of 55 and 75 and have some immediate money that you would like to keep safe and guaranteed. You know, with me, you will never miss the upside of Wall Street, only the downside. And the nice thing about it is we can provide a guaranteed lifetime income for you that you won't or can't outlive. And you know what? The top 1% of our nation gets income from multiple sources. Why wouldn't you? Also, we can stop the fees. The fee. And that's not the poodle, the French poodle down the street. That's what you're paying your financial planner, your stockbroker, or your 401k or 403b company, etc., that comes out of your returns. It means you just have less money. That's how it works. Okay? So if that's important to you, to keep your money safe, protect your principal, have an opportunity to get a guaranteed lifetime income if you like. Market goes up, you get to go up with it. Market drops, you don't drop with it. Then give me a call. 805-660-1313 to sit down with me, get the gift card, and see if I can help you protect what you've worked so hard for and that you need to have to live on the rest of your life. And some of you are going to live 20 to 30 years after retirement. That's kind of scary, I know, but that's what's going to happen.
Hopefully. It's a good scary, though. We're living longer. Just make sure you got cash.
You
got
to have money.
You got to have money to really have fun and live a great life.
Otherwise, it's a sad life.
Now, the other side of that is, as we live longer, long-term care insurance comes in. Right. Let's talk about why it's so important and give us some of the long-term care myths that are out there.
Well, you know, Spence, over the past many years, people have heard me on this show talking about, and even at my workshops, talking about my dad, how he had a massive stroke. They found him laying on the kitchen floor 2 to 4 days. You know, the neighbor didn't see his blinds go back and forth, called the sheriff. Sheriff came in, busted down the door jamb, took him to the hospital. My dad lived up in Newhall. They took him to Henry Mayo. And the doctor said, your dad can live a day. He could live 10 years. Well, my dad lived 8 years. You know, we lived in North Oxnard at the time. We brought him over to Glenwood on C Street. He wasn't happy, so we moved him over to Victoria Care here in Ventura. And it was sad that I had to deplete all my dad's assets. We had to sell the car, the home, went through all his cash, and then we applied for Medi-Cal for him. So some questions for you. If you need help someday, do you have enough saved to pay for long-term care services out of your pocket? Will you be able to access those funds when you need them? Will you have to sell some of your assets? And if so, what assets will you have to sell? And will paying for long-term care insurance means you'll have to forgo your plans for retirement? These are some things I want you to think about, because long-term care is the largest retirement expense that you will face, and yet it's been the least one planned for. The myths that we hear or that people think are out there, will Medicare pay for my long-term care? Well, if you're 65 or older, Medicare says we all get 100 days out of our lifetime. And here's how it works. If it is skilled care, skilled means you're deemed to get better, then the first 20 days is on Medicare at a zero-day deductible to you. the next 80 days that you are in a facility, you have a copay. It's $190 a day, I think, right now. But that's not the big part. The minute, the second you stop progressing, Medicare stops. And they tell you to bring in the cash or you got to go home. That's what it is, okay? Pay it or have long-term care insurance, because those are your only two options. Now, 95% of the people that are in nursing homes are getting custodial care. That's help with the activities of daily living, eating, bathing, dressing, toileting, continence, transferring. Medicare does not, will not, has not ever paid for these benefits. That's custodial care. Who will need long-term care? 70% of the people over the age of 65 will need some care. Men, 2.5 to 3 years. My dad was in for 8 years. Some people have been in 20 years. Superman was in. Of course, Superman had a small policy, and he had a way to make money to pay for his care. Average woman, 3.5 to 4 years. Cost in our area, you want to stay in the coast here, we're looking about $8,500 to $9,000 a month for a mediocre place for a skilled nursing facility. Now, some people say, well, I'll never go there. I'm just going to go to assisted care. It's much nicer, you know, and it's less expensive. Well, first of all, I don't know if it's nicer, but you have to be ambulatory. If you can't walk, most of these assisted cares won't take you because they're not set up as skilled nursing facilities. That's why they're less expensive. Mediocre place in our area, $6,500 to $7,000 a month. Okay? That's still a lot of money. Hopefully you got that packed aside somewhere. Do I transfer the risk to an insurance company or become the blank insurance company? Put your name in there. You know, well, why do you have car insurance, fire insurance, health insurance? Some of us even carry life insurance. Well, if you don't have a mortgage, you don't need fire insurance. Why do you carry it? Because if your house burns down, who's going to rebuild it? You will. Yet there's the 1 out of 1,200 chance your house is going to burn to the ground. Yet you wouldn't go to bed tonight without fire insurance. See, long-term care is the largest risk you will face, and it could wipe out your assets, and it does give you not a choice anymore, a freedom to get care. See, if you have to go on the Medi-Cal, Medicaid system, you will go where they tell you to go if they have a bed available. And it may not be here. It may be Palmdale, Lancaster, Santa Barbara, the Valley. We don't know. Why would anyone want to burn through their family legacy at such a rate when they can buy long-term care insurance as they have car insurance, fire insurance, life insurance, health insurance for pennies on the dollar? It perplexes me. And I meet with a lot of people. You know, I've sold a lot of long-term care insurance in my day. And I'm going to tell you something. It's very scary to watch people deplete their assets as it was my dad. My dad was a pretty smart man. He had a car, he had a brand new Honda Accord. He was traveling. His home was paid for. He had a small pension. He had Social Security. And it all went quickly. Is applying for Medi-Cal an option for me? Well, there's a spend down rule. When you were single, my dad was single. He had to spend all the way down to $2,000. Everything, the car, the cash, the home, had to reach $2,000. When it reached $2,000, I had to go over here on Telephone Road and apply for Medi-Cal for my dad. It's a little bit different for married couples, but you still have a spend down rule. Please, please, if you don't want to talk to me about long-term care insurance, talk to somebody, because you need to have this protected. You know, well, someone says, well, my son will take care of me. Does your son work? Yeah. Does he have a family? Yeah. So he's going to stop working to come in and take you, lift you in and out of the tub, bathe you. More people have had broken hips because their kids or unqualified caregivers have pulled them in and out of tubs. See, I don't want to be a burden to my children. I want them to live their life. But with long-term care insurance, I can go actually live with them and not tax them physically or financially. And that's important, because now I can live where I want to live and have the cost of care covered, not tax my family, yet get covered. If that's something you'd like to talk about, give me a call. I can do most of this over the phone. I do all the shopping for you. And then once we get to decide what we're going to do, I'll get together with you, take the application. It takes about 30 to 40 days to get approved. This is the only insurance you can't buy and own the day that we do it. And it's based on your health and your age and your medications. Money pays for long-term care, but health really buys it. So give me a call, 660-1313, and let me help you.
Will Hart is on the phone with us.
Mr. Will Hart, I've heard of that name before. How are you doing, sir?
I'm good, and I've heard of your name, too.
Well, Mr. Will Hart, how's your Saturday going? Is it warm where you're at?
It is warm, yeah, and it's sunny, so I'm loving it.
All right, that's what we like. We like living here in Southern California. It's a beautiful place. If you haven't heard of Mr. Wilhard, he is my metal specialist. I do the index annuities, and he does the metal, and he's helped me with my IRAs, and I have that in my IRAs. I've got the gold coins in increments, which are nice, quarter ounce, half ounce, eighth ounce, that type of thing. He's helped a lot of my clients with this because this is something that we want to have true class diversification. So, Will, I know that there's a lot of talk about there about silver and gold. Explain why people should have some of this in their portfolio.
Absolutely. So, you know, you've talked about it before. The stock market is overvalued. It's the highest it's ever been. You've got the real estate market. We all know that. That's high. And then you've got the commodities market, and particularly gold and silver right now at a low. They're at a three-year low. So, you know, your whole life you've always been told, buy low, sell high. And then you have on the other side of the coin what you were just talking about, which is insurance. You want to have, what you know, portfolio insurance. You want to be protected when things go south. And to have a portion of your portfolio diversified, class diversified, into something that will run opposite paper, well, that to me just makes smart sense. So gold is there, silver is there, after the folks that think that things might get a little worse, you know, in our economy and or just want to protect themselves.
Yeah, and that's definitely important. Protection is very, very important. Explain the difference between paper gold and real gold and silver.
Absolutely. So with paper gold, which your stockbroker, of course, has access to, again, when a client says, I want to protect myself in gold, he's going to offer you the first thing that's available to him and the only thing that's available to him. The problem with that is paper gold, normally everything's fine. If they leverage the account, there's $1 million as an example in a vault, and they'll leverage it 300, 400, 500 times its value and sell that against, you know, paper against that pile of gold. The problem is if the market goes south and the principals, the folks that actually control that $1 million of gold, when they reach in and they grab their shares, everybody else that's leveraged against now an empty vault. It's about protecting your portfolio against something that may go south and having the real McCoy in your gun safe or your safety deposit box. That to me makes a lot more sense than having a piece of paper.
Yeah, it's really important. So listen, how long should people hold the gold and silver? What is your professional opinion on that?
Yeah, our recommendation is 3 to 5 years. Now that is not just something we pulled out of the air. We've watched what historically happens when the market crashes, and by the way, when we talked about it, it will. It's not if, it's when. And when the market does typically take a tumble, it usually reacts, gold reacts to a high, usually anywhere between 3 to 4 years. So our recommended hold is 3 to 5 years because, again, like most people, we're all expecting when is the hammer going to drop on the market, and it's just about being prepared.
Okay. I appreciate that. If anybody would like to have some gold or silver for their true class diversification or their portfolio, give me a call. I'll put you in touch with Will Hart. Like I said, he's got my money. He's helped my clients. And it's nice because I know I've got some true diversification now. 805-660-1313. And I'll put you in touch with Will. Will, have a great rest of the weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, Ron, take care.
Take care. All right, good information.
Got another tune coming up here in just a little bit. Car shows, what's going on? Anything happening in town?
Yep, today, hopefully you're out at Simi Valley High School. It's right on Cochran Street there, 5400 Cochran. It is there, and it benefits the PTA. Going to have some nice judging out there. I'm actually a sponsor of one of the plaques, so hopefully you'll win my plaque out there. And you know what? It's a good cause. But I also want to talk to you about the 21st, which is next week. Some friends of mine at Island View, they're going to be doing it, shooting at Island View. They're on Knoll Drive in Ventura here, 2359. It's called Bullets for Boobies. It's a cancer fundraiser. And my friends Kayleen and Mark Fornoff, they have a company that are helping put this together for cancer. And it's a really good benefit. So hopefully you get out there. If you like to shoot, you'll be able to shoot there. They have a barbecue, and it's a good way to donate and help the cancer victims because someone out there, we all know someone that's either had it or has it or has passed away from it. I know my mom passed away from it. They're going to be there from 11 to 3. I know, Spence, your wife is a survivor of cancer, and it's very important because we need to eradicate this terrible disease.
Let's do that and join in and definitely contribute to the cause. All right, give us your number quick.
Hey, 805-660-1313. Let's be kind to everybody out there.
I'm Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. I'd like to introduce you to one of my clients, Pablo Ortiz.
Thanks, Ron. 6 years ago, I attended your seminar, and I was impressed, especially that you delivered what you promised. I'm so happy that I took some of my money and invested it with you in a product that has kept it safe and has actually grown it very nicely since April of 2011. I'm very close to retirement now and just couldn't afford to lose any of my money. Folks, I recommend this product, and most importantly, I recommend Ron Grant. When I went to a seminar, he bought me dinner, but today, he's made it even easier for you to hear about keeping your money safe. A one-on-one with Ron will make a difference in your financial security, and he'll even give you a $100 certificate to have dinner on him. Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. Call him. You'll be glad you did. And if you haven't written down his number yet, it's 660-1313. That's 660-1313.